She's actually, she replaced Dr. van Wyk about 3 months ago already, yes. But she's going for operation in London in the near future. So that might be the reason why it's okay.
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 Thank you very much. Our agenda, I think all of us have got the copy of the agenda. In fact, we have got only two items
members. The program is basically always things that we had on a longer program that a couple of patients who are new ones are out of the outstanding stuff that we just set in. Now, we have on the program the a briefing for the following week, the 29th, a briefing by the department on the first quarter performance and expenditure. That obviously in the light, so that we can make an assessment about how they went about spending, and also in the build-up or start-up for our preparation for the VRR process, the annual report performance matters. Then there's a committee week for in which we can do oversight. Now this 3 days that we have here is also visits that was on a program, I think in 2010 or 2011, which we never did, and we folded up. And the Wednesday the 5th thing was a very, one of Chair's kind of favorite things, so we don't really have to, so I think if members want to, you know, look at that and change that, it's fine. It's just a draft and it's just a proposal. And this was from Chair's stuff when he was still around. Now, the 4th of September, that has always been on the December lab. NRS has always been asking, when are we coming, and we kind of could have, now we've got time in that week, so I think that would be a good possible, you know, thing to visit. Since the Hermanus weather station, or how do you call it now, the weather station, yeah, has been opened in 2010, we've never visited. We have been invited to the opening, but couldn't make it. It's been on our program with the Cape Town legs of the visit, which we didn't do, so that might be something that members would want to consider. Then we can do a 2-day visit, maybe they attend my lab and their Hermanus visit station. And if there's any other suggestions, members could obviously feed in. But we could use two days to just do some a visit or something. Then the in the week after, I think this has been something that the minister, I think when we had that luncheon with at the budget debate, she has encouraged that we put something like this on the agenda, the HYSA Catalyst Center of Competence at UCT. We can decide to invite them here or we probably but I need to know those kind of things so that we can organize them. Then, in that same week, we have a long, they've invited us, we had the invitation from as early as they decided when this is going to be, the NRS Awards Ceremony. It's going to be here in Cape Town at Lagoon Beach Hotel in Milnerton. I think I did make a couple of copies for distribution of that, yeah. So if there are interested people, and then I also need to know, because that's also where I have to write to authorities, get transport, and organize that kind of thing. Even if it's here in Cape Town, if you don't need transport, you're going to go on your own, it's also fine, but I need some direction in terms of that for Thursday, the 13th of September. Then the following week is the 19th of September, and I think that's the last week of business for the term. So there I just put that we adopt our outstanding reports, which would be our reports on the trip, and if we do have that oversight, maybe that oversight report and any outstanding matters or minutes, so that we do that in that last meeting and agree to a program for the following term, which would basically just be the BRR annual report consideration. So,
Members, that's the program before you. Any recommend, addition, correction, endorsement, rejection? Thank you.
Mine's simple. If the 4th term is going to be the BRR process, then all those items on the last page, I'm not going to fit into this year's agenda at all. So, but I seem to recall, I'm thinking particularly of the collaborative meetings with agriculture and health, transport, environment, energy, etc. Were none of those urgent that needed to be? I mean, we got specific invitations to participate in certain processes with those other committees. And it seems to me that if it doesn't happen this term, it won't happen until next year. So I don't know what the urgency of all those is at this stage, but it may well be that we need to look at that. Otherwise, I don't know.
Are you both Chair, the report, the problem is regarding sun space. I think asked us to perhaps consider a possible visit to Sun Space in Stellenbosch. There's a report on certain problems at that institution this morning in Business Day. It was reported a few weeks ago also. I've made a member statement in this regard. The minister acknowledged it. I would like to suggest that we also, if possible, visit Sun Space in Stellenbosch. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm on the program for the week 3rd to 7th of September. The Western Cape of Attack is in September there. I just want to check with the secretary. Is there no way that she could take the oversight on the 6th to be one of those days, either on the 4th instead of the September 1, and then we'll put another one in the afternoon, and then on Wednesday, then we can deal with those things, and two instead of three, and depending, of course, on the time and the length and all the transfer issues, it could be suggested. But if we can't, I would then say there's also another outstanding issue. Prioritize this one, and that is in people, and I don't know when, in view of what the Honourable Minister alluded to, questions of the GRR process, have been litigated against our wishes, was conducted. But if they live with that position, with that understanding, then I advise them.
What I'll do is to look at the practicalities of this and just check how much involvement travelling to the Cape of Good Hope is. Quite a long drive, so I'm going to check what is practically possible, and whatever we can't cover, we'll park like we normally do, and if other previous, we'll use it again.
So we're bringing principal for 2 days.
Yes. 2 days?
So we're agreeing on that question.
I'd just like to know what the motivation is, why we're only going to spend 2 days and not 3 days. Is there a specific reason for that?
Before that, I would have thought that in responding to that, the Honourable Member has made a proposal about visiting a Stellenbosch on the issue of the success, and that there was a statement that was read and by her in particular, and the Minister responding to that, acknowledging some of the issues that came up from the statement. So in responding to this, you will remember that you will be more knowledgeable on the distance and what if we use 2 days, how can we club together, for example, why don't we do Tembalet and Stellenbosch is agreed to on that other day, and then because of the distance in the issues of the Armanas, we then use Armanas. I'm not quite sure about the whole, whether are we going to be able to get, is it physical, seeing the things on Western Cape of Attack to OTD, or is a presentation and the presentation and whatever. So in assisting us in that, also please try and cover those.
I think that middle part is like long. That we're going to need a whole day, just go back to on the Wednesday. And I think some of the, I did it this 3 days that time when Chairperson stepped up. The problem in the committee is members also belong to other committees, so they don't want us to take a whole week for just science and technology. So we try and take 2 days so that they can also, link up with other committees. So all the committees will be using the same week for 4 days.
I think we're all comfortable with that. I want to make a humble request to the committee secretary that On the other side, which is the under item for further inclusion in community program, is that maybe either next year or the application that it will be late for this year, the visits to the Eastern Cape, that is among the priorities also for our oversight. The second thing, Honorable Smith raised something about the collaborative meetings with the department, which are very important. I do think that health, energy, and education, I don't know the order of them, they're all important, but these three, I do think that we must see how best do we really have those meetings with the department, with this committee, so that we are ensuring that we are the ones that are being requested for the big support by virtue of the science and technology support all committees. But we know that there are those that are seen, and therefore our collaboration with those, we need to ensure that we strengthen those. And that's why I'm saying we are the committee that is to take a proactive a role and responsibility. And therefore I want to make a proposal that said the committee secretary must look into those with the order into the health, education and energy and advise accordingly, so that we then know that we are going to have those. The last on my last input on me on in terms of the we will one will appreciate that we know that members have got the world responsibility, my specificity of task and position, indicate in good time for the committee secretary if one is not going to be available, something can work for the fourth and the fifth, so that we don't get an oversight visit. It's a visit of the entire committee. It's not even a visit of one member of CA, one member of the NCO. So that we see that in the committee session, see that in good time, and then be able to advise, because really, I don't want us to be seen as just going out for the sake of going out as a committee. So that is the humble request that one will request from the members of the committee. I see Honorable Smith.
Yes, the Chair. On the collaboration with the other departments there, you'll see that the notes say collaborative meetings with the PC, not the department per se, but the PC. Mm-hmm. Now, the question I was going to ask was, to what extent, I mean, maybe we should ask Shanaz to establish from the chairs of those other committees what agenda items they have that require our collaboration, because this was in the understanding that we would have a joint set of meetings on a number of things. I mean, remember intellectual property was one that we did last year. And if there is nothing, then that falls away. That's fine. But there may be something urgent that we're not aware of at the moment.
I think we had a meeting with agriculture a few months ago, a joint meeting with agriculture, one day in the old assembly. Did you have one?
Oh,
okay.
No, that's okay. But also on that, when that comes out, the experience that one has on this collaboration, thank you for the correction, is that on the two members of the committee, case in point is taking image. For the greater part, it was myself and Honorable Smith. And I do, and others, maybe at the time that we were in the committee, but I'm just in that aspect, so that we are able to understand and the processes thereof. Because at times there are processes, there are things that are being agreed upon, and when trading industry invite us on X or Y, we then become uncomfortable about that because we were not part of this of following up. And so in future I do request that all parties ensure that we do attend, but not one. The entire constituency, the entire membership of the ANC, the entire membership of CA, the entire membership of COPE, and so that we are taken through. And I wanted to make a proposal that in future, if we have those meetings, in our next portfolio committee, we reflect on our observation and what it is that we think needs to be done. So I think we are done with the total of the committee. Are there any comments to make? Yep, my apologies. Remember that when you were sitting in the room, you answered the conference. My apologies.
Thank you. It's just on 2 points. Firstly, on the under outstanding business, why the committee secretary has intellectual property rights there. The meetings with trade and industry specifically related to intellectual property rights in indigenous knowledge. This refers to the act developed and put forward by the Department of Science and Technology, and then as relation to the National Intellectual Property Management Office, which falls under the Department of Science and Technology. So it's something completely separate. And NIPMO, that office, is seen as one of the innovation instruments. And we have not had a briefing on this act and the regulations that needed to be implemented and the establishment of that office since the act was promulgated. And that's why Shanaz has it on the agenda. So this is not in relation to what we have with trade and industry. That was specifically for indigenous knowledge. And that is why it remains a separate item. And then secondly, the meeting for Wednesday, the 12th of September, where Shanaz has briefed on the HICET Catalysis Center of Competence. I just want to, and then on the next page, she also has a brief on the hydrogen and fuel cell R&D program at UWC. That's actually one thing. We have a hydrogen and fuel cell R&D program, and under that program, there are three centers of competence. One at UWC, one at UCT, and one at VIT. So members can decide whether they first want a brief on the actual R&D program overall and its components and its objectives, and then could decide on maybe sequentially visiting those centers of competence, one at UCT, one at UWC, and the one at VIT. So there are options in relation to that that members also have, you know, that you can decide on. So if it's a brief, instead of inviting only UCT, it would probably be best to invite that branch of the department that deals with the implementation of that program and maybe certain people in charge of the three centers of competence before visiting the actual centers of competence. So there are options for members as well. Thank you.
I saw your hand was up.
Yes.
Also addressed the issue of the options.
I just want to say, you'll recall also on the first issue that Rene raised from the collaboration in the previous SMT on Indigenous Knowledge System. We also had a briefing from the department on whether the on the policy decision to be made on whether speed generous legislation would be introduced on the same subject matter from this department. So we haven't yet heard what the political decision is, but there's a multi-departmental collaborative effort come up with an answer, which I'm presuming will get a response to sometime. So that still needs to be followed up. On the second issue, I imagine, Chair, we can't have the three centers of competence. But we have to, but I think it does make sense to have a briefing first on the whole program and then choose one of the three. You know, if one runs out of time to do all these visits for the oversight purposes, maybe there's logic in substituting a meeting here with a visit. So when we're having on our agenda, instead of having a committee meeting here, we pop out to the University of Western Cape and do a site visit, and maybe have a briefing on at the same time. So you know that, you know, that way you kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, I think there's an agreement on that approach. The last on me, I will request the special time of this again. The formal training for committee members. What is in case on innovation and management? I think that's it falls under the item for further inclusion in committee. If that, you can check on that, when is it going to take place, so that as we prepare, so that we are able, because I think it will be a very important training for me. It's quite an event, because we are ready to be trained we have been battling informally about that. So what is the ambition? At times we find that the mixing, the understanding is not the same. So please, my proposal is that let's look into the recommendations of the committee, that let's request this to check that in detail, inform us in good time so that we're able to rearrange our programs as committee members for us to then be able to attend. That's the recommendation I'm putting to the committee.
Chair, I would also like to suggest regard innovation and the management of innovation. There's the innovation center just opposite the road, the Indlela. Impumulela, Impumulela Innovation Center. Lola Kadali is the director or whatever, and she invited us actually to meet. But I would like to suggest that we should go there also sometime. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I think we should be told in time so that we prepare, and then a second one is just that.
We are done. Thank you very much. I think we are done now with the program for the committee, which that for the 10, and which there are some announcements. I think that's what there are some announcements. We received this. We then felt that it's something that when we looking into that, it's going to it really needs some urgency. We have got an invitation of the committee through the chair from the Minister of Ministry and Persons with Disability on a conference that is going to take place in New York on the 12th and the 14th of September. The program will include, among other things, the election of 9 members of the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disability, the round table, the 1 informal session on women with disability, according to Article 6, and the active dialogue. And then it then says, it has got a bold that says, the central role played by the Department of Science and Technology in promoting universal access and design is of particular relevance to the session on technology and accessibility. So I think as we are putting this to the committee, because as the committee, I think we have a direct invitation. I do think that it would be important that we nominate a person from this committee who is then going to represent us. The other logistics needed between the committee section knows how to do. But I think for us today, what is important is that we nominate that person, and I'm putting through the committee for the committee to then nominate a person who is then going to represent, who will be there in that committee with the expertise of science and technology. Honourable Smith?
Okay, if we're required to nominate, I'm not quite sure who the invitation is to. I think often these invitations would go directly, we would assume, to the chair. And only if it needs to go beyond the chair would one then seek to find an additional member. So, but in the circumstances, I think we should nominate you, and let me be done with it.
Before we get the second, just to recap, I'm sorry that you don't make a question. The conference is taking place in New York on that day. The team is meeting the CRPG. Pardon me, I don't know what that stands for. Count for Women and Children.
For the Rights of Persons with Disabilities.
Come again?
Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities.
Oh, sorry, there. Okay. Pardon me. Then it says, so that when the person is going to step on, the election of 9 members of the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The round table about the accessibility, children and people with disability. And it's more about the, I think the issues of science and technology on children and women with disability and all of and the committees that I will assume that the committee that is going to take an international with with notwithstanding what Honorable Smith is raising in terms of if it is one person from the committee, usually it is a chairperson, but now it has got a specific and therefore I think as a committee will, if there is somebody, I'm raising that so that when a person seconds or whatever has got a member has got that in mind. I see Honorable Plati, Honorable Nokonyana, and Honorable Lopas Lawrence. You must, okay. I'm not, can I have to access you? Honorable Plati?
Yeah, check the bill. I think mine will slightly differ with Honorable Smith there. I know that we have to second now, but I'll come up with another proposal, another name. So I'll advise us to take someone who really are on the kind of staff who can make the correct input when she is nominated in that committee. So I propose the Honorable Mutini.
Yeah, two names is the chair and Honorable Mutini. So we have to throw Honorable Mutini.
Chair, honourable members, first, honourable Flighty, Dr. Victoria, the panel. Actually, we as the agency support that issue. We think actually controlling this matter is important. And our view is that the committee to needed to be one of the other committees. And but more and above that, mandate the chair. Just get clarity on this. If there are more than one or two, naturally the formula that is normally adopted is in place. So I'm not, I think we agree in principle that with you, your suggestion that the witness demands is unvoided from the group, from the, for the committee, that representative is for the court. And in this regard, I agree with the honorable vice chair.
I'm fully covered by the previous two speakers. I was going to nominate Bobby June as well.
And Chair, in the light of the specific focus of the conference, I will withdraw my nomination and support the other. I'll be the fourth.
No, thank you, honourable members. What then we'll do, we'll give it over to Ms. Isaac to follow through all the necessary with an advice that says she must be on her toes, because we don't want to find ourselves being disadvantaged. We don't want to always have that negative experience about our committee. So from I want to put across that as the chair for today, I'm fully mandating the owners of the committee to make a follow up on the relevant committee on this thing. And then just say that as the portfolio committee, this is the person that we see as the invitation. The other notice, unfortunately, we don't have it here. I think we'll have to look into it again in the next portfolio. She was reminding me. You remember this bilateral that we have with trade and industry? Comrade of the members that are new won't have this understanding. There was when we are with trade and industry usually invite people who are part of the meetings with them in terms of all this, whether it is intellectual property, whether it is space people, some of these things they overlap. Now we were once invited. And in that, there was a decision that the relevant people that were in the first meeting will then be on the second meeting and on the third meeting. I am informed, and I will then request Ms. Isaac to just retrieve that invitation for us so that we remind ourselves we are expected to be part of a trip as a committee. To Italy, I don't know how many people are there, but it's a continuation of these indications that we always meet with children in us. So I just want Ms. Isaac just to remind us so that when Chairman comes next week, he's then able to, but there is that, because he did remind me that I must also reflect on that. Ms. Isaac?
I think in the past, for the past 2 or 3 years, there have been 3 persons of each committee, Trade and Industry and Science and Technology. What they have done this year is to complicate things and direct those invitations directly to the person who attended the last 2 sessions. So it's not like it's a committee invitation, it's before the committee. So I haven't personally seen an invitation from either, if it's been sent to the chairperson, the whip, or Mrs. Plyke, who attended. So they said they sent it directly. So I didn't get anything which I could act upon, so I was hoping that one of the members could bring that invitation so that we can act upon. What I've learned, though, is in Trade and Industry, I think it's 2 members are going. Mr. Solis has said it's a delegation of such nature, it doesn't have to be 6 persons, okay? So it's just going to be 2 persons from their committee, and we're not sure about our committee yet because we didn't do anything formal to request. Can we attend, because we don't have an invitation directed to this committee or any persons in this committee. So I'm actually not sure how to follow up, unless I follow up with the relevant persons or the organisers of the event to see who has organised, who has been invited from Science and Technology, and then follow through. Thanks.
The very conditions Shahada is referring to, which is applicable to ourselves, is applicable to science, I mean to PhD. So presumably they haven't been invited either. It's the individuals, likewise. So I don't know what you do there. It's not like that committee's being invited, but here it's the members. It's members of everybody.
It started out as the committee.
Yes.
Then we had to put 3 persons. So we put 3 persons. Then the next year it was again 3 persons. And then they said for continuity, try and keep the same person so that they know the discussion and stuff. But I think it's been a problem within our committee. We did so yeah.
Why I just want to put the recommendation to the committee that why don't we mandate Ms. Isaac to make a follow up and communicate in due course and so that we then do have an understanding of them what's the situation. With that, honourable members, or the last, there is going to be a science award, women science award. I'll then request the submission of the, although we don't have, of the liaison officer to just take us through and inform us on, because we don't have an invitation, but we are aware that there is that what is it that women in science is amazing. So can we just we have an understanding of the committee and our role and responsibility in that.
Thanks, sir. Most unfortunately, I don't have enough information with regards to this, but the invitation I was told that it was sent to the chairperson. To an extent that yesterday when I was communicating with them, because I wanted that to come to the committee, I was told that the chairperson is attending, you know. I think he agreed by the whole process that we are putting in place right now. I was on Women in Science, team based in Pretoria on Friday. You know, that's the shortest information that I have at this point in time. This Friday.
Oh, can I power to the deck by this committee? Fortunately, we've got 2 members of the committee that reside around Pretoria. One from the ANC and one from whoever is interested. That I think it will be correct for us. So I don't think because it's the chair, other members of the committee are excluded. So Honourable Mchumi and Honourable Provost Logan,
What I've done also, on top of the invitation I was sent to the chair, I was a little bit taken aback that it was not kind of sent via our office. So I made a request to them that, look, can they sort of send me two invitations as if I knew that the committee was going to request some additional people. Can they sort of send me two invitations so that if people want to go, then at least they've got something from our side. And they promised me that, look, by today, immediately when I receive them, what I'll do, I'll forward them to your office, you know, so that they can facilitate. Or I'm not sure whether I should actually give them to Shana, you know, to give them to people.
Unfortunately, I already have an appointment on the 24th in Clarkstorp regarding my political activity or membership on basic education. It's the award they are going to give me, so I can't not attend. So I won't be able to do it. Thank you.
I think there's a comment to agree. There's a signal from Honourable Mitchell.
No, Chairperson Patel has been the invite comes, so I'll attend on behalf of the ANC and the committee.
Yes, I think that is fine, because myself, I've got something very important over the weekend, both family and organization, and it is Pretoria. It will be a bit far for me, so I think it will be. I don't know with other members. Whoever is interested, will liaise with Shana's to get information, to get invite. And Shana's, please, by the end of the day, Honorable Mission, myself, that information. With that, I don't know whether.